First, we'll learn about the closing of the Kewaunee Nuclear Power Plant. A year ago today, the plant stopped making electricity after 39 years in production. But the Kewaunee plant still employs about 40% of its workforce and plans to keep workers on for longer than expected.
Richard Ryman is with us to explain why the plant still needs workers and how the shutdown has affected the Kewaunee community. He's a business reporter for the Press Gazette Media in Green Bay. Rich, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
Well, why initially did the Kewaunee power plant shut down? What happened?
Well, the owner, Dominion Resources, out of Richmond, Virginia, tried to sell the plant. When they originally bought it some years ago, they had in mind possibly buying the Point Beach plant, which is about 5 miles south of there, and having a density of plants here, but they were never able to do that. And of all the plants they owned, Kewaunee was kind of out on a limb, so they chose to sell it. Unfortunately, a convergence of things, very low natural gas prices, plus the ending of their contract with the utilities to buy the electricity made the plant basically unsellable.
And so you're saying it was basically shuttered due to cost and that it didn't have a new buyer, really?
It was a financial decision.
And how big a role did this plant have in terms of the workforce there in Kewaunee?
Well, it employed, one year ago today, it employed 632 people, which is somewhere between 8 and 10% of the workforce in, or the jobs in Kewaunee, depending on who's doing the counting. According to a study done for the Kewaunee County Economic Development Corporation, it had an economic impact of $85 million in wages and more than $600 million in sales. So that's a big impact for a county the size of Kewaunee. Fortunately, and there aren't many silver linings in this, but fortunately, actually the fewest number of employees lived in Kewaunee County. Most lived in Brown or Manitowoc. So to that extent, at least, the impact was a little bit less.
Now, based on what I've read, you don't just shut the door and turn off the lights when you shut down a nuclear power plant. What has to happen, and where is the plant right now in the process?
Well, they've removed all of the fuel from the reactor. They did that actually within a week of the closing, and now they are going through all of the systems one by one, and they have to do tests and make sure that they understand how all the systems affect all the other systems. Because they can't turn off anything that's going to, mostly they're concerned about anything that's going to affect the safety. So they have to make sure, you know, everything is working to the extent that's needed for safety. Right now that means basically making sure that the spent fuel pool continues to operate until they remove all the fuel rods from there.
About how much work is still ahead to be done before the plant shuts down completely?
Well, they talked about originally planning a big layoff in September, which was in, I'm trying to remember what the numbers were. It was going to be down to a handful of people left. Now they're talking about continuing on for some months beyond that before they make that big of a cut. The process, I think, is taking them a little bit longer than they had anticipated.
Now, you mentioned safety concerns and looking at the different systems and how they impact one another. Is there a certain point that the plant needs to reach again before, you know, the federal regulations are met and we can say, yep, the area is in good shape and we're not looking at any environmental concerns here?
Well, environmental concerns aren't, I mean, as much of an issue outside of the plant, for instance. But I did have a story today, in fact, about Dominion has requested to have lower safety levels at the plant, and the NRC has approved those for previous requests from other plants. Their argument is without the reactor running, there's much less of a chance for, you know, to use the common word, a meltdown. And with the rods in the pool, the chance of a fire like you had at the Japanese nuclear plant are very, very small. So they'd like to eliminate things such as emergency evacuation plans and warnings by sirens.
Now, we talked earlier about the economic profile or the impact of the plant employing people, lots of people in the town, and it still employs about 41% of the workforce there. What happens then when that 41%, those jobs are gone?
Well, that's a good question. I've been trying to watch the statistics such as they are for the county, and we saw last year about this time, in fact, that real estate values, for instance, or I should say median home prices, took quite a hit in Kewaunee County. They don't have a lot of home sales there, so it's kind of a thin data set to look at. But that's the kind of things that county officials were worried about, you know, that if a lot of employees suddenly decided to leave the county and were desperate to sell their houses, they'd drive home prices down and cause other kinds of impacts. Fortunately, I was talking to Jennifer Brown of the Economic Development Corporation there. They found that many fewer people have left the county so far than they were expecting to have happen. Some have chosen to take jobs that certainly don't pay as much as they did at Kewaunee, but they want to stay in the area.
Are there any sort of training or placement programs being offered to these employees who used to work at the plant?
Yeah, the state's rapid reaction force has been available to people who have been laid off from the start. Here, that's operated by the Bay Area Workforce Development Board. And so they've sent trainers out there and people to help with resumes and all of that that they normally do for layoffs. And those kind of services will continue to be available until the layoffs are complete, I'm sure.
Now, there was talk initially, and this is a little while ago, that maybe the plant could reopen, say, 50 years down the road or something like that. Is that old news?
No, that's I've been told by the most NRC observers and such that that's virtually not going to happen. Once you've shut a nuclear plant down and you've had let it be shut down for a while, it's sort of beyond the financial or safety scope to be able to start it up again.
So then what happens to the building? This is not exactly a building that, say, will be repurposed, I imagine, for, you know, a business or
no,
an office space.
The reactor building itself, the plan that Dominion submitted to the NRC is that they will return that property to the condition that it was in before the plant was built. So essentially it will all be taken apart and the pieces will be shipped off to an recycling area or a business that will decontaminate them and dispose of them from there. And that's supposed to be returned to farmland. Now, there's a couple caveats to that. There is a brand new office building that Dominion built that's not on the plant site itself, but it's still on the property Dominion owns. And the county would like to keep that because it's a new state-of-the-art office building, and I'm sure they could find some use for it. And we don't know how long the spent fuel, is going to remain on the site because the federal government hasn't provided a national repository, and so it's going to have to stay there. And that may be beyond the 60 years that Dominion has to clean off the site.
Do you have a sense of how the County of Kewaunee is thinking about how it will fare when the shutdown is total? What's the outlook?
Well, I think they were very concerned when they first learned about this in the fall of 2012 because they looked at that $85 million in wages number and $600 million impact, and they, you know, how do you replace that in a rural county like Kewaunee? I think there's probably less panic on their part at this stage because they're a year into it and they're working on various things. Their economic development corp is certainly trying to encourage new business there. Plus, they've seen some businesses, local businesses, like Agripur, which is a dairy company, increase and expand some of their employment. So they're kind of taking it a step at a time.
Rich, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We've been talking to Richard Ryman, business reporter for the Press Gazette Media in Green Bay.